Critical Thinking and Dark Psychology Secrets 101. Beginner's Guide for Problem Solving and Decision-Making Skills to Become a Better Critical Thinker. Then, Learn the Art of Reading People and Manipulation. Written by Pamela Hughes. Narrated by Samantha Novak. Beginner's Guide to Critical Thinking and Problem Solving. Become a better critical thinker and problem solver by using secret tools and techniques that will boost these skills and your decision-making now. Written by Pamela Hughes. Narrated by Samantha Novak. Chapter 1. How to Develop Skills in Critical Thinking. Times are changing, and whether we like it or not, the way we live and work has changed over time, thanks to globalization and technological innovations. First, we are increasingly facing complex problems, which affect the society, including economic depression, global warming, financial crisis, and pollution. Faced with diverse options for problem solving, we are forced to develop good thinking and generate creative ideas in an effort to solve the problems. On the other hand, globalization and technology have both affected our personal lives. We have excess information available around us, and what we learn on a daily basis may become obsolete in the near future. Amidst the benefits of information, we increasingly face even more challenges as we compete with talented people across the world. In order to be successful, we must possess good thinking skills for reliable decision-making and proper reasoning. But what does it mean to have good thinking skills? Having good thinking skills means that you avoid the two major flaws of reasoning: having sense of absurdity and sense of obviousness. It means that you become a critical thinker, a person adept with skills that can enable him or her to steer through complexities of the world. Good thinking skills can enable us to achieve the intellectual integrity needed to make sound decisions. Therefore, in this chapter, we are going to have a clear understanding of the concept of critical thinking, who a critical thinker is, and the skills that a critical thinker possesses. What is critical thinking? Critical thinking refers to one's ability to think rationally and clearly, understanding the connection between logical ideas. The concept has been a subject of much debate since the times of Greek philosophers such as Socrates and Plato, and has continued to be an important discussion subject in the modern era. Critical thinking might be described as one's ability to engage in independent and reflective thinking before making a decision. It is about being an active learner instead of a passive information recipient. Critical thinkers ask rigorous questions about ideas and assumptions rather than just believing in every information they get in at the face value. Critical thinkers will always attempt to know whether arguments, ideas, or findings represent the true picture and are very open to finding out if they are not. When you think critically, you get to constantly challenge the information you are given. Say, in the classroom, even if a mathematical formula seems obvious and statistically proven, you will still try to identify a new and better formula. The basic concept of critical thinking is very simple. It is an art of taking charge of your own mind. Its value is similarly simple. If you can take charge of your mind, you can equally take charge of your life, which means improving yourself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?